Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. And just picked up a copy of the Greater Lansing Business Monthly, which was really an inspiration for us with Sport Magazine. And I notice on the cover, we have two women with businesses owned, been very successful in this area, including Sweetie Pie Pantry, but the Rossman Group and Kelly Rossman McKinney gracing the cover this month. And she will be my co-host tomorrow for the first hour, as she is the first Friday of each month. So we look forward to Kelly being in here from 5 to 6 tomorrow, and we'll talk a lot about public relations and people who have made mistakes and how they can prevent them, and a lot of other topics as well. We were hoping to have Brandon Dawson with us today, but it does not appear that's going to happen. We will continue to try to set that up. He obviously made a commitment to Michigan State University yesterday, and Tom Izzo delighted about that. Actually, two players, they were on the same AAU team, committed to play basketball at Michigan State. Brandon Dawson, considered to be one of the top players in the country, and his teammate Travis Trice. Dawson is from Gary, Indiana, and Travis Trice is from Ohio, but he is a point guard who has really blossomed to come on the scene. So both of them joining the Spartan fold, and be very interesting to see how they fit into this mix. Scott, I want to talk to you a little bit about Big Ten football and the divisional setup that we've been hearing about. And during the Big Ten football kickoff meetings, Commissioner Jim Delaney addressed all topics in terms of what would go on in terms of the divisional alignment and a possible playoff game that would be held in 2011 with Nebraska coming in, 2 6-team divisions. And the site for the first championship game has been set. And it's a very familiar one. A lot of people had speculated that at least initially they would put this game in Indianapolis. While they conducted an exhaustive search, a vetting of all the possible sites, and it's going to be in Lucas Oil Stadium. Good thing? Bad thing? Is that what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, every other championship is held there, so why not put that one there?
Well, I think that there are a lot of places that would love to have a game like that, and since it's going to be in early December, you're going to find it be difficult to have it outdoors. Now, that doesn't mean you can't, but it's much easier to do in the SEC or the ACC, although a lot of those events also are in dome stadiums. So you would find a similar situation here, and it could be in Minnesota. It could be in Detroit.
So now we're talking about the championship game, but have they really given any hints towards what the divisions will be? I saw one kind of creative, a Lakes and Plains divisions, but I don't know. Have they even said a word about how they'll split the league?
No. There are all sorts of theories going around, and I think there are three considerations, and I think all three things point to the same alignment, and that is a basic geographic alignment in 2 6-team divisions. First of all, you want something that is going to have parity, or at least an approximation of parity. You want something that is going to allow for the easiest travel, if you can, and geography, and you want something that financially is going to make sense. And in every one of those cases, if you have an east and a west, it breaks down very nicely. Now, some people say, well, you can't have Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State in the same division. Not necessarily.
You're talking parity. Parity now doesn't mean parity in
exactly.
10 years.
Exactly. And that's the key. How do you know? How can you tell? I mean,
who expected Michigan to be as bad as they have been the last 2 years?
By the time we're talking 10 years of a game like this, Illinois could be the dominant team in the Big Ten. We don't know that. But we do know that for the time being, it makes a lot of sense with traditional rivalries that if you did it in the normal way and you had Michigan and Ohio State, Michigan State and Penn State, Indiana and Purdue, meeting in the last game of the season, those would be the East Division. You could have Illinois and Northwestern. You could have Minnesota and Wisconsin. And you could have Iowa and Nebraska meeting in the last game of the season in the West Division. If you, people would say, you know what, the East is still so much stronger.
That sounds good to me. Let's just get that written up right now.
You
go talk to
right
Delaney.
Yeah, I'll do it right now. Let's call Jim. Let's call him at home and give him this plan and save him a lot of headaches. And people say the East is that much stronger. You know, since Penn State came into the Big Ten in 1993, which is what they now consider to be modern-day Big Ten football with 11 teams, there have been five national championships won by Big Ten teams. Two in the East, one by Michigan and one by Ohio State, or half of one by Michigan and one by Ohio State, and three by Nebraska. And if you look at Rose Bowl wins, you find a similar breakdown and advantage, and that also means an advantage for the West, or West doing very well. Wisconsin's 3-0 in Rose Bowls.
And so, you can look, Illinois was there recently.
Oh,
Northwestern's
absolutely.
Been there, I mean, in the last
Iowa's
years.
Been in the top yeah. eight in the polls four times in the last 8 years.
Exactly.
So the West certainly can speak for itself. But we will talk a lot more about that as the season approaches and won't be long. We're talking about 4 weeks from tomorrow. And we've got the start of college football.
Just got applications in for credentials down at U of M. Did you know MSU and U of M play the road games on pretty much the same day? So really the only game that I can go down there is for the MSU-U of M game.
How about that? Well, we will talk about that and much, much more coming up. And we're going to have Nicole Sclafani from LCC TV and Lansing Lowdown. She'll be here next on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.